Police bound. Sunday morning, the Albuquerque, New Mexico International Sunport is a grocery cart rolling down a hill. Jets jockey to gates as ticket agents fire up their computers, troubleshoot, load passengers and baggage. This time through security, there's a change that makes me wonder whether security has to be all or nothing to make the country secure, or whether exceptions make security Swiss cheese, dangerous and full of gaping holes. I'm given a TSA pre-check, randomly chosen. This allows me to walk through a separate screening station where I don't have to take off my belt or shoes. I still have to put my carry-on bag, computer, and pockets contents into gray plastic tubs on a conveyor belt that rolls them through inspection, then walk myself through an X-ray tunnel, extending my arms above me and clenching my hands above my head. I don't argue with security officers and proceed quickly through the gauntlet to have pre-flight coffee, check emails, check my passport and connecting flights, and slip into yet another travel itinerary. Exceptions to rules make us less secure, but gives us our humanity back. I am, despite my hate of security inspections, working on my fourth travel ring for the forefinger of my right hand. This will be another Scott Trek's journey outside the U.S., where it is still easier to enter illegally than leave legally.